From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says many Americans will see more money in their paychecks next year as a result of the big tax cut package he signed today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the measure won grudging support from the members of both parties.
The bill prevents what would have been a tax increase for many Americans, extending Bush-era income tax rates for two more years, even for the wealthy. It also includes extra unemployment benefits and a cut in the payroll tax, which President Obama says will save the average worker about $1,000 next year.
This is real money that's going to make a real difference in people's lives.
Mr. Obama called the tax cut deal an example of the kind of progress the two parties can make when they work together. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Senate lawmakers are continuing to try to hammer out a measure to keep the government operating into next year. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid last night abandoned a 1,900-page catch-all bill amid complaints from Republican lawmakers. It was jammed with money for pork barrel projects. Known as earmarks, the designations for home state lawmakers totaled more than $8 billion of the $1.3 trillion package. Most likely thing that could happen now is a stopgap measure that would keep the government operating till early next year. Senators are debating a new arms control treaty with Russia, a foreign policy priority for the Obama administration. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Democrats are hoping the bill will come to a vote early next week.
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says he thinks the Senate can finish its work on the New START treaty quickly.
We've done some very, very important things during this Congress, but there is nothing, nothing more important than the START treaty, because it has ramifications far greater than our own country.
Republican Jim DeMint wanted the whole treaty read on the Senate floor, something the White House called a, quote, new low in putting political stunts ahead of national security. The senator didn't mention that idea during the floor debate, though, but he argued that the treaty shouldn't be rushed through the Senate. The Obama administration argues that senators have had plenty of time to review the treaty, which was signed in April. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The trustee recovering money for some of those burned by money manager Bernard Madoff says the victims will be getting a portion of their investments back. That follows a deal with the estate of a Florida philanthropist who was one of the early beneficiaries of Madoff's pyramid scheme before it collapsed. The wife of the late Jeffrey Picower agreeing to pay out $7.2 billion to victims. Preet Bharara is the U.S. attorney for New York.
Because Barbara Picower today has done the right thing, $7.2 billion more will now be available to pay back Madoff's many victims, victims who collectively lost approximately $20 billion in principal.
72-year-old Madoff pleaded guilty to organizing a massive scheme to bilk investors out of money and is currently serving a 150-year prison sentence. Mixed close for Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 7 points to end the week at 11,491. The Nasdaq gained 5 points. You're listening to NPR. United Nations President Ban Ki-moon is establishing an international scientific panel to investigate sources of the cholera epidemic in Haiti that has claimed the lives of more than 2,400 people. The UN chief announcing the creation of the panel today during a news conference. Currently, there are a number of different theories about the origins of the outbreak, including widespread speculation it began at a base for UN peacekeepers from Nepal. A Washington state court has released a squad car videotape documenting a controversial shooting by a Seattle police officer last summer. NPR's Martin Costi reports the tape appears to bolster the contention the victim had little time to react to the policeman's warnings.
7 seconds. That's how long John T. Williams had from the moment police officer Ian Burke first called out to him until he was shot.
Hey! 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 Put the knife down! Put the knife down! Put the knife down! Down.
Williams was carrying a carving knife and a piece of wood. The shooting took place off camera, so the tape doesn't show how Williams reacted to the officer. Williams belonged to a Canadian First Nations band, and his death enraged the Native American community in Seattle. An inquest is scheduled for next month, but the court released the video now at the request of the Seattle Times and King TV. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
There are three new arrivals at the International Space Station today. That's after Russian Soyuz spacecraft docked with the station, delivering an American, a Russian, and an Italian to the orbiting facility. Ordinarily, the shuttle Discovery would have carried out the mission. However, it has been grounded due to problems with cracks in a fuel tank. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.